Okay, we are back. This is Top Floor. Jim Buckles is with us this morning. He's the president of BCS Consulting and also JSC Services. Now, Jim's been with us several times on this program. He's an expert in the area of retail finance. And we're going to talk about something that is being launched here, was just launched, and Jim's going to fill us in on it. And Jim, good morning. How are you?
Good morning, Dave. I'm good. How are you doing?
Okay. Now, you just started a new program. It's in conjunction with RFMS and Terry Wheat. It's called Virtual CFO, and it's a tool that's being offered to floor covering retailers. Tell us about it.
Well, what happened was, as I was looking around the industry, one of the things I see very consistently that is hampering the owners of our industry's companies is the inability to have consistent, reliable financial data that they can make decisions on. And then on top of that, even when they have that data, they may not have anybody who is able to really discuss it with them that has the industry background and knowledge. And so I talked about it further with a number of people, and they kept saying, oh, yeah, I'm seeing this. And so then I went to Terry Wheat at RFMS and said, "Are your people seeing this out in the field, because with 2,400 companies using a software, it's a pretty large segment of the industry." And he had some checked with his people, and they did a little bit of casual market research, and they saw the need as well. So with that, I started up the virtual CFO program through JSC Services. And what it is going to do is offer for a service to the retailer or commercial or builder guy, but people we're starting to roll out with RFMS software users, that people can sign up with us, and then on a monthly basis, we'll go in, we'll balance the checkbooks, we'll close the books, we'll make sure things balance, we'll point out things that are unusual and say, let's talk about it, and then get to the stage of having a set of financials that represent the actual condition of the business. And then I spend half an hour or so on the phone with the owner talking over the financials and talking about their strategies and goals and what it represents. And doing that, it's just, I think, going to help the retailer, whether they're independent or affiliated, become a better business owner and stronger business, which is what I feel the industry can use always, any help that we can give them. As said, start this rollout with RFMS software because of their market penetration. Mm-hmm. And so worked with Terry Wheat and RFMS and became the first RFMS certified vendor. He has a program that he is launching where he will, in essence, have training and other requirements that ensure that they can comfortably say that you do know what you're doing. So I've become the first RFMS certified vendor and am launching this virtual CFO program to the industry as a whole with an initial focus on RFMS users.
I see. You've worked with an awful lot of retailers for, 30 some odd years, I think. I guess the ones that you've worked with are ones that have seen the light and seen the fact that, hey, we need help here. We're not going in the right direction. It's costing our company. I have to imagine most retailers out there, say if they have RFMS or really any other software, see financial statements. Does the problem come in their understanding them and be able to read them accurately?
Well, there's two pieces. One is the people who are making the entries and preparing the statements for them frequently don't have the background or training. And as a result, while it is a compilation of the activity, it's not completely accurate. Not intentionally, but they're may not be properly accruing the labor and commissions and things. And so they'll see numbers that swing wildly from month to month and they don't know why. And then on top of that, you then have the additional complication that, you know, a lot of these guys, you know, started off bootstrapping themselves up into the business, mm-hmm. and just don't have the background or training to know what to look at. And this service doesn't replace their CPA because, you know, we don't claim to know all the laws in all 50 states for income tax and sales tax and all that. But what it does is give you somebody who has the decades of industry knowledge that can talk about what is happening and talk about what is doing, versus many CPAs who are excellent at financial analysis but don't have the hands-on industry background to be able to relate to the owners.
Mm-hmm. Now, you'll be able to access the financials of any given retailer who comes in to Virtual CFO. You'll do those, you'll be accessing those on a monthly basis?
Yeah, exactly. You know, one of the requirements is obviously the ability to have remote access. You know, and we will be going in and performing the same functions as if they had a full-charge bookkeeper sitting there closing their books at the month. And then once it is done, the data will be saved in a spot on their server, set up an appointment, and then I will sit down and talk with them about it and say, here's what it is, here's what I'm seeing, you know, here's what we talked about last month, and, you know, we made strides here and we didn't make strides there. And so act as a little bit of an ex officio board member kitchen cabinet as well.
Well, it makes total sense. Now, would this replace a bookkeeper or work in tandem with a bookkeeper that's already on the payroll?
In many cases, it would replace the bookkeeper for at least part of their function. The thing is, for some people, it might replace a person, and in others, it means that they have a person who's been doing it who really isn't as fully trained, and now they're able to give them other things which are not getting done and are better for the business.
I see.
The intent of this is obviously not to, you know, reduce their payroll, because there is always a value in somebody who's sitting in front of you.
Uh-huh.
But at the same time, it takes this piece of the puzzle away from your back office, where you're now able to concentrate more on your day-to-day versus worrying about these financial transactions and getting the month closed.
I see.
It's a concept that Terry Weed believes in strongly enough. He's engaged us to do this for Weed's Carpet in Tuscaloosa.
This is going to conclude the first part of a three-part series. It features Jim Buckles, the president of BCS Consulting and JSC Services. We're talking about a new offering for floor covering retailers. It's offered in conjunction with RFMS. It's called Virtual CFO. We'll air the second part of this series this coming Tuesday. This is Floor Radio.